Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the broadcast. And if you'd like to give a comment or opinion on the episode, you can definitely press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, okay, or on the air. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. I am your host, Frank Williams. Now, let's see, before we get started, what is it? What's the deal here? I mean, I'm at odds because I'm here looking at my cable bill, and it's $20 more than what it was last month, and I don't know what the deal is. You know, I don't know what the deal is. So I guess I have to call and see what's going on. So I'll do that. But anyway, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm. Call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. If you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, right now we have a beautiful day outside. It's 74 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a low tonight of 57, and tomorrow we're looking at a high of 66. Not as warm, but low of 36. And Saturday 63, low 38. Sunday 51. Monday 50. Tuesday 59. I mean, so, but only rain. Only what thing that we see here is rain for the next few days is Sunday. Okay, Sunday we're looking at rain. Now remember, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. The show is yours. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. I don't mind. Just again, you can call in and talk about whatever you like. Okay, that is, it will be your show tomorrow. All right, your show. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, let's see here. Today's word of the day. How important is the word of the day? The word of the day is very important. I think you guys should for sure listen. I'm going to give the word of the day. The word of the day usually comes the first 10, 15 minutes of the show. And you write these words down on the day that we do it, or the day that you listen. And come Wednesday, next Wednesday, at 6:10 p.m., I will do the contest, the T-shirt and armband contest, where you guys can win a T-shirt and armband if you know the word of the day for that special day that I pick. Okay? And you know, yesterday up until next Wednesday, that's going to be the days that I pick from. So you've got a week of days from Wednesday yesterday up till Wednesday next week. When I come on the air on Wednesday next week, I will ask that question of, what was the word of the day for, let's say, Friday, which is tomorrow. I'll give a word of the day, and next Wednesday I ask you what's the word of the day. Then you call in and say, hey, Frank, I've got it. I was listening Friday and it's bum rush, whatever it is. And then if it's correct, you'll win a T-shirt, a Frank Williams Show T-shirt and armband. For listening to the show. It's a beautiful shirt. It's black with gold writing. It's a beautiful shirt, nice and thick, good quality, and you can wear it however you want, whenever you want. I don't mind. It's advertisement for the show. I just suggest that you wear it. Okay? Now, today's word of the show is ominous. Ominous. O-M-I-N-O-U-S. That's how it's spelled, and it's pronounced ominous. Ominous. And it's an adjective, and it means being or exhibiting an omen. It says foreboding or foreshadowing evil. Foreboding or foreshadowing evil. Okay. And so it means being or exhibiting an omen. All right. So that's your word of the day. It's ominous. Ominous. Okay. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And let's get on with today's show. I'm so excited about today's show because it kind of hits home with me. Now, I'm get it straight now. I'm not saying that my mom wasn't there. I didn't say my mom walked out or nothing like that. My mom didn't. She was there for me, as I know, every day of my life with her, right? She was there for me. She never turned her back on me, nothing. She was all for me. My mom was my biggest cheerleader. She was... She just always tell me, go for it. Go for it. You can do it. Go for it. You know, and that's something that kind of pushed me all through my life. And I think about her on a daily, I mean, daily basis. She's been gone since 2005, so that's 12 years. It'll actually be 12 years in April. And she actually has a birthday coming up this month. And I think it's like the 15th or the 16th or something like that. But she died in 2005, in April of 2005. And again, she's been gone for 12 years. But I think about her every day. As I pray each day that I pray, I say a prayer that includes her. And I always ask God to say hello to her for me. I don't know how that works. I don't know if that's the correct way or if she can hear me or what have you. I don't know. So, but I do ask God to say hello to her. I know they're together. I know that she's in his kingdom. And that message can be relayed to her each day. So that's what I do. So I'm not saying at all that my mom was deadbeat mother. You call them deadbeat dads. Well, we got deadbeat mothers as well. Okay. It's just not as pronounced as the deadbeat dads. Okay. And I guess one of the reasons this episode came about was that, there are so many kids out here whose mother has walked out on them, okay, left them. And, maybe even the dad is gone, or maybe the dad was never there. I don't know. You know, you usually hear about this stuff from fathers. You don't hear about a lot from mothers. But it's... is true. Okay? And when you think about it, when you think about this, I continue to say, how can you walk out on your kids, mom or dad? How could you walk out on your kids after you've gone through 9 months of storage, carrying the kid, and then the labor that comes from having the baby when they announce that they're in the world, the labor that they go through. So the carrying of the baby, the labor, and then holding that baby and looking in its eyes, kissing on that baby, and everything that you do, fall in love with it. How can you walk away and never turn back? How can you walk away and just not even, acknowledge them as being your kid after a while? How can you do that? How can people do that? How can they do that? 818-301-5834 is our number. You can call in, press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air for your comments or opinion, okay? And so the deal is the kid, of course. And, you hear about fathers or dads leaving all the time. All the time. You don't hear about the mothers leaving. But what is this harsh reality that some kids have to go through because of their deadbeat mother? What's the harsh reality of that? The harsh reality of that is that when you think about your kid, okay, and you think about how much you love your kid, how you'll die for your kid, you'll give your life to spare your kid's life, and then you're going to walk out on them and not even knowing how they're going to take care of themselves, or you don't even leave them with someone to take care of them. You may leave them with someone, but still, how can you walk out on your kids? How? I just can't figure this out. But for your mom to leave, it has to be something terribly, terribly wrong. And I don't feel like I had a bad childhood, although I grew up in a single parent home. My dad left when I was 4. They got a divorce. I'm the baby of the family. Okay? I'm the baby of the family. So after they got a divorce, then I didn't see my dad for some years. He went to California to live for a while and then back to Georgia. But I didn't care. Okay? I knew he was my dad, but he wasn't there. He was absent. Okay? If one of your coworkers didn't come to work today, didn't come tomorrow, didn't come on Monday, didn't come on Tuesday, you think that, man, something may be wrong. Or they may have quit. Now, they're gone. Right? Now they're gone. And after a while, after some time, you start to say that, or after some time, then they just phase on out of your thinking or your life. And this is someone who works with you now. I'm not talking about a mom or a dad. But think about it. Your one of your coworkers walked out, never came back. Over a little time, you forget about them. If your mom walked out, I don't think that you could forget about her. If you're at the age where when she walked out, where you can definitely remember her in the times that you guys had, then you never forget that. Okay? And if she walked out, then how devastating would that be to you as a kid if your mom left you? Your mom walked out on you. Something has to be terribly, terribly wrong. And, you know, and then now, you know, years later, you still think about that. You still think about your mom simply because a lot of stuff reminds you of her. TV, radio, whatever, remind you of your mom. And if, you know, I'm saying about me, I don't know if it's, you call it fiction or nonfiction, non-fictional story or whatever. Then if my mom had left me, my dad was already gone. I'm the baby of the family. Okay? If a few years later, say I was 10 years old and my mom left, man, what kind of impact would that have been on my life? I mean, who knows where I'd be today? But the things that she instilled in me and my brother and my sisters would never have been. I guess someone else could have instilled those things, but she had her own, right? Just like your mom have her own values and things like that. My mom had her own values in the way she wanted us to be, the way she brought us up. If I had not had that nurturing, so to speak, by her, oh my goodness, I would not be the person that I am today. You know, some people, you know, even my significant other has called me selfish before. And, you know, I don't understand that because, you know, I do what I have to do to take care of what I have to take care of. I don't play about that. Okay? And so I don't know. Maybe it's other ways that I'm selfish, but I think everyone is selfish, you know, in things to a certain extent. But, you know, my mom was one who, like I said, you know, if she had left me as a kid, man, that would have been devastating to me. That would have really rocked my world. You know how people say, oh, rock your world? That would have rocked my world. Now, I may have gone and lived with my grandma and granddad. I don't know. I can't say. But for your mom to leave you or walk out on you. My goodness. What would happen? 818-301-5834. And you know, I heard some kids say today, because they called in on this radio show that I was listening to, and you could hear the heartbreak in their voices. You could hear the heartbreak in their voices, and even the adults that called in, whose mom had walked out on them. You could hear the heartbreak in their voices. And they're still cut to the core with their mom leaving. Dad, hey, you can get around that, because if mom is there, you know, it's almost like the American way right now, as far as the dads being out of the home or away from you. And when I was growing up, it was like that's what happened, you know. But the friends that I had, their dad and their mom was home, was with them. So I was envious of their situation, of their family life, their situation. And that was simply because my dad wasn't there. I kind of gravitated towards other folks' father as that father figure, or that person that I could go to and talk to and say, this is what I'm going through. How do I handle that? You know, and that's what I did when I wanted a man's perspective. That's what I did. I talked to one of my friends' dad and see what they had to say. Okay. But I also had my granddad. My granddad was around, and my granddad and my grandma lived together. They were together, rather. And I spent a lot of time with them. They instilled a lot of values in me as well. But I still didn't have my dad at home. Okay? So, and if I didn't have my mom at home and had dad there instead, man, that would have, to me, growing up without a dad, I think that the way I was raised with my mom, that would have been devastating to me. Who knows where I would have been then if I had grown up with just my dad. Okay? I don't know. But if anybody listening to the show, a few people that are listening to the show right now, they knew my dad. Okay? And that's not the lifestyle that I took. Okay? And because my dad wasn't there for me as a kid, I always said to myself and to myself is that I'm not gonna grow up and become an adult, have kids, and walk out on those kids. I never do that. Now, you know, if something that happened in my marriage and I got in a divorce and had to move away from my kids, you know, that's a different story. But at the same time, I still would have been in my kids' life or lives. But my dad chose not to do that. Totally different story when your mom leaves. And I can't relate to those kids and those adults whose mom did leave them. I can't relate to them because that didn't happen to me. But I did, and I could hear the the hurt and I don't know what you call it, the heartbreak of those whose mom did leave them as kids. And again, that's definitely something that I couldn't do that. I never forgive myself. I don't know. But it's heartbreaking to me to hear those kids and those adults who did call in on the show talk about their mom leaving them. And I don't know the words to say, but that was just it was heartbreaking for me. And I knew other people who grew up in single parent homes where their mom was there but their dad was gone. And again, when we were growing up, it was like happening all over the place. Okay? Then as we got older, it's happening more and more. Older, more and more. Older, or more and more. And now, it's like it's a badge of honor. You got a kid, and then you walk out on that kid and his mom, and you don't even try to see the kid or anything. It's just like you just went over there, had a good time with the woman, and got her pregnant. And then once you found out she was pregnant, now you're gone. I don't want a kid, so I'm leaving. Don't even try to take care of the kid. Leave the kid. Just maybe not destitute because the mom is there and maybe she's working and working hard and trying to keep food on the table and things like that. But with you there, with a father there, with a mother there, it may be, and I'm not saying it will because I can't predict that, but it may be a lot better for that kid. And I know things come to a point where you can't get along with her or she can't get along with him, and you guys can't live together and it breaks up. That's fine. But you still have a kid together. That's your rope between each other. That's what holds you together is that kid. And I'm saying this to these deadbeat dads and deadbeat moms out here. Don't want anything to do with their kid. And if you don't have kids, if you don't want kids, don't sleep around. Or if you sleep around, protect yourself. Protect yourself from having a baby and protect yourself from that dumbass guy that you're with who doesn't want to wear protection. Make his dumbass go to the store and get protection because his dumbass is going to walk out on you once your dumbass gets pregnant and have a baby. Hey guys, that's all I have for you today. I'm going to shut down the show now. I think I closed out on a very harsh and hard words to you guys, but that is reality. That's the reality of the situation and some situations that go on today. Excuse me. And I don't want my kids to be in that type of situation. I don't. I want the best for my kids. And that's what I'm going to try to teach in them and instill in them, is to go for the best that you can. Now, God's got a plan for you. Okay? But I can help God by help to steer you in the right direction. All right? So, hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And remember, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. It's going to be your show. And you can call in and talk about whatever you like. This Frank, I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you. Take care, guys.
Take them back. 91, not stepping again. After what the 411 things ain't been the same, and I can't complain. But with all this fame comes a whole lot of pain. But I'm so glad to be here.
Go ahead.